Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To Dumont. Dumont leaves it to Briere. Swings it in front of the net. And now the Flyers will pick it up and bring it back.
Goosebumps. It's a famous Rick Jeanneret call that, how many years? 16 years?
I believe it's 18
years. 18 years, yeah. Thank you. Sorry about that. The anniversary of Campbell Umberger. Who was the coach? Huh? Sorry. Lindy Ruff has been rehired by the Sabres as their head coach. We're taking reaction so far. Mixed. 803-0550 is the number. I think it's a credible move. I totally understand the criticism from a PR standpoint. Is it could look like a thing you just do to try to make people like you again? Because Lindy is, I don't think I'm overdoing it with beloved. I think he's beloved here by fans, and so is that a good enough reason to do this? I think from a NHL, it's not like he was retired and out of the game. He just lost a job in New Jersey. I totally get the Andrew Brunette criticism that he was there with him last year and then he left and it fell apart, but. Check their goaltending numbers. That's the biggest thing that was different about New Jersey this year. Not the system. They get some young guys get hurt too, Jack Hughes most notably, but the saves went away. And when saves go away in the NHL, coaches usually get fired. Funny enough, the Sabres were the opposite this year. They got saves when they couldn't before, and their coach still got fired. I think it's credible. I think Lindy has been an excellent coach in this league at various times, including for this franchise. I think the one downside to it is that you're going to wonder, like, whose call this is and what's the motivation. Is this the right hockey hire or is this the right smiley face hire? 803-0550 is the number. Brendan is up next. Hi, Brendan. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog, how you guys doing?
Good.
I was in my car driving when the news got dropped and kind of took me for a roller coaster. I'm only 23, so been quite a while since I've remembered any playoff hockey. But still have very good fond memories of Lindy back then. It was one of the few things that I remember back then. I like the hire. I like Lindy. I'm just wondering if the decision was rushed a bit because the whole coaching market hasn't been touched. We're the first ones to kind of get out there on the coaching market. I know you hear all the names, Berube, Gallant, Woodcroft. If Brindamore and Sullivan ever go out there if their teams release them. So I still like the hire, but I'm wondering if the Sabres jumped the gun a bit just to make sure that they got.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it is fast. And look, the Brindamore is a great idea in theory. It always would surprise me if a coach that successful with the organization he's in ever got to the market. I say that it couldn't have happened, but you might have been waiting around quite a ways. We'll see how their playoffs go. That to me was always a very pie in the sky idea. I think the rest of it here, I don't know to what extent they would have talked to any of the men you just mentioned. Woodcroft was a good name that I had missed earlier when I went through this list. I don't know if like time wise they would have had time to talk to anybody else, but yeah, they moved quickly, which to me tells me a lot. I think Adams probably had this in his back pocket last Tuesday when he met with the media. And if that's the case, how much of a search was there? Was there a search? Was it just, we know him, we love him, he's had success other places and here, and this is the move we're going to make. We're just doing it. And I don't need to talk to Craig Berube or Gerald Gallant or anybody else. That could increase your level of concern about the move, that they had it in their head, like, this is the guy. And I would have preferred going through the process, because you never know. Someone could have surprised you. Instead, they just moved quickly, and Lindy Ruff is back. Sean is up next. Hi, Sean. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
How you doing, Bulldog?
Good.
I'm so mad about this because I'm going to brutalize my liver now because I'm so happy they hired this guy back. This guy, wait till these crybabies saying, oh, they're so mad. Wait till they get in that arena open at night. This team's going to go crazy. This guy's a great coach, and he gets fire under him. And I know you wanted him back, and I know Razor ain't a big fan of his because I've talked to him. But this guy's a great coach. He lives in the area. He's the fourth all-time winningest coach, and he's all Buffalo. I've been fagging for this guy to come back. I'm so glad. Now my liver's in trouble.
Well,
gave it a break, but
pace yourself, Sean. Pace yourself. It's the off season. There won't be a Sabres game for a while, so hopefully you can put in the necessary training. And all right, I'll stop talking like I'm an alcoholic coach. But you know, I don't know. Maybe there's room for that in my life. I could be an alcoholic coach. I'll stop. It's not something to joke around about. Mike is up next. I apologize. Mike is up next on WGR. What's going on, Mike?
How you guys doing?
Great.
Well, so am I. I think that's a great hire, and not just because of publicity, but also I think that he is a disciplinarian. We need that. I think he has a set of you-know-what on him, and he'll push Kevin Adams if he needs to. Because in my situation, I think Kevin Adams is the problem with this team. I think I've told you this a number of times. You cannot win if you don't have the right team, the right talent. We don't have that. Kevin Adams is average at best. Average at best. We need a GM. That's what we need.
Well, okay. Well, they're not getting one of those. I like I'm going to say something positive about the Sabres. That has nothing to do with them hiring Lindy Ruff back. I like the roster. I like the players. Part of the reason I wanted Don Granato fired at Christmas, not because I'm a Grinch or I don't like Don. I like Don Granato just fine. I think he did a lot of really good things here. I think that team was put them on the ice with Washington and they win the series. Washington's a joke. The team doesn't have a quarter of the talent the Sabres have. The coaching was a problem for them this year. So I like the roster. Yeah, it needs to be augmented. I need some different style players on the bottom lines. Sure, I'm here for all that. But I think that roster, even with what I would consider somewhat of a flaw in the bottom of it, bringing back Gergensens and Oposo and Jost and that whole gang, I think different players should have been acquired to play those roles on this team. But I think the coaching is what held this team back this year. And so I'm not as down on Adams and the choices he's made player-wise. I didn't like last offseason. I thought there was more called for than just Connor Clifton and Eric Johnson. So that to me was a miss. But the drafting and development, the players that are already here and the ones that are coming, I like the cupboard. I like where they're at right now. They're going to have to move some of it around, I think, probably eventually. But I'm not as down on that part of it as their results might dictate you should be. Because I think they were a different coach away from playing the New York Rangers tomorrow or yesterday. That's what I think. Larry is up next. Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Good.
You know, I hired Lindy 30 years ago, just about.
Larry, it's Larry Quinn. You could introduce yourself as Larry Quinn.
Well, I wasn't going to do that, but
I've
done this before.
When you say you hired him, then it's the cat's out of the bag. How are you?
Well, yeah, I'm great. And, you know, I've known him all that time. I've seen him just evolve from a young, very systems-oriented, you know, play-the-trap kind of coach, which was very effective, to a guy that's extremely innovative. I mean, he ended up on coaching our team, and we had the best offense in the National Hockey League. And you might say, it was all the players, and it was. They were great players, but we didn't have Mario Lemieux, we didn't have Wayne Gretzky. You know, the point is, he really develops a team concept, and I I've been listening to you, and I think you're right. I think that's the biggest problem with this team. You've got tremendous talent, but so many times you're watching, it looks like an NBA All-Star game where, okay, you take the puck. Okay, you can do something here. I'll take the puck. And Lindy is so good at that. And I don't, by the way, and I was calling only because of the PR comment. I think if I were Terry Pegula and I wanted good PR, I would have gone out and hired Craig Berube with the Stanley Cup background and the toughness and the, it would be a much better romantic gesture to the fans. I think this is about winning, and it's about winning long term. And I couldn't be happier. I'm very happy for him, obviously, but I just want to tell people that have, you know, the one kid called up, he was 23 years old. He wasn't even alive when we were doing this. I just want to assure people, you just got one hell of a coach, and you're going to see results next year. You might not see him in October because there's a burn-in period, but you're going to see him. And I just want to remind people, when we, you know, brought him in under the most trying circumstances, Ted Nolan had just walked, and we didn't.
Yeah.
And we had targets on our backs. And we ended up in the conference final and the Stanley Cup finals the next year. So talk about coming in under tough circumstances. This is the right guy.
Larry, thank you. It's really nice to hear from you.
Yeah, Chris, good to talk to you. I've never done this, but I had to do it.
So, I know. In all these years, I mean, it's been 25 years. I've known you almost the whole time. This has never happened quite like this.
It's
novel.
Anyway, yeah, I hope you're good. All right, take care, Chris.
All right, there you go. That's Larry Quinn, former managing partner of the Buffalo Sabres, calling into the show. All right, 803-0550 is the number. He's a fan of the hire. Go figure, they hired him back in 97. I'll take a timeout here. More calls on the way. Paul Hamilton coming up at 6 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.